Now we're going to talk about how you make sperm in a male. This is a process known as spermatogenesis. And what you have to remember whenever you're producing germ cells is you have got to half the chromosome numbers. Now, normally we've got 23 pairs of chromosomes. This is called the diploid state, 23N, which means we've got 46 chromosomes, and one of each pair comes from your mother and one comes from your father. So somewhere along the way, we've got to go from a diploid number to a haploid number, which is usually shown as N, and this means we have 23 single chromosomes. So in a male, this process is going to start at puberty, and basically it's going to go on until death. Where is it occurring? It's happening in the seminiferous tubules, which are in the testes. And if we look at the seminiferous tubules, we've basically got two types of, well, there's several cells, but there are two main types. There's one called the stenocyte, and then one called a spermatogenic cell, which is a germ cell. And the stenocytes make up the actual tubes, and they're going to help the development of the sperm. Okay, so let's look at the process by which we are going to half the chromosome numbers. So if you look at typical cell divisions in most cells in your body, they're undergoing mitosis. Mitosis means the cells divide, the chromosomes replicate, and you end up with two cells from one cell, and they've both got 46 chromosomes. Now we need to undergo something called meiosis, because we need to get from 46 chromosomes to 23 chromosomes. So that's one of the functions of meiosis. The other function of meiosis is it greatly increases the genetic variability of the gametes, so it's also very important for that. So let's look at where this process is occurring, and remember these cells, sperm producing cells, are lying between the cells that make up the wall of the seminiferous tubule, the stenocytes. So to start with, they're on the outer edge, and they are known as stem cells or spermatogonium. And what happens to them to start with is they've got 46 chromosomes, and they undergo their first division, and it's mitotic division. So now you end up with two cells, and they both still have 46 chromosomes. We sometimes refer to these as the type A and the type B daughter cell. And what will happen is one of those two cells must remain at the outer edge, because you've got to continue having cells which will be able to divide to produce more new sperm. So the type B one, the spermatogonium, is going to make its way between the stenocytes, and eventually it's going to become a mature sperm. It won't be mature when it first gets into the centre of the seminiferous tubule called the lumen, but it will look like a sperm. So what happens next is between the stenocytes, they are joined very tightly together by what are called tight junctions, or sometimes we refer to it as the blood testis barrier. And what this does is this ensures that as the sperm develop, you don't trigger an immune reaction, because the developing sperm have not been exposed to the immune system, and so it would not recognize those cells as belonging to the male. So that type B daughter cell, which currently has 46 chromosomes, is going to make its way through those tight junctions. They're going to open up very quickly, and they're going to allow that cell to move further towards the lumen. And at that point, it is known as a primary spermatocyte. It's still got 46 chromosomes. So what it's got to do now is it's got to undergo its first meiotic division. So we are now going to go from 46 chromosomes to 23 chromosomes, and we've got two cells, and they're known as secondary spermatocytes. They're still not in the lumen of the seminiferous tubule, so what's going to happen is they're going to keep moving themselves inwards towards the lumen, and meiosis always involves two divisions. So the first one, you half the chromosome number, okay, and then the second meiotic division, to all intents and purposes, is a bit like mitosis. So you end up with four identical cells, okay, each with 23 chromosomes. And what happens now is basically you're going to do the last part of spermatogenesis. There's no more cell divisions, but you're going to undergo what's called spermiogenesis, okay? And what happens now, late spermatogenesis is a part of this. And basically, you're going to remodel those spermatids. They look nothing like sperm. So what's got to happen is they've got to be kind of redeveloped. They've got to have a tail and a head. And by the time they get into the lumen of the seminiferous tubule, they are going to look like sperm. Now, obviously, in order to undergo this process, the males require various hormones, which we can talk about later.